Lord, I knew a time like this would someday come my way. When in disbelief, I've watched my whole life change. I thought I had the words to tell you how I feel. But the only thing my heart is telling me to say, Lord, stay close to me. As I journey through this darkness of this great unknown, Lord, stay close to me. Though I place my faith in you, I feel so all alone. My heart trembles like a child as I walk each scary mile. And the only prayer my lips can find to speak is, Lord, stay close to me. I guess that I could ask you for some miracle to even take away this trial that I face. But Lord, I know that you alone know what I need. So would you hold me tight as I journey through this place? And Lord, stay close to me. As I journey through this darkness of this great unknown, Lord, stay close to me. Though I place my faith in you, I feel so all alone. My heart trembles like a child as I walk each scary mile. And the only prayer my lips can find to speak is, Lord, stay close to me. Oh, Lord, when I'm scared, please be there, Lord, so I can rest in the promise that you care. Oh, Lord, I know that I can make it through if all I have is you. And Lord, stay close to me. As I journey through this darkness of this great unknown, Lord, stay close to me. Though I place my faith in you, I feel so all alone. My heart trembles like a child as I walk each scary mile. And the only prayer my lips can find to speak is, Lord, stay close to me. Jesus, I need you to stay close to me.
God bless you. God bless you. It's John. You can turn the mics down and I'll just turn this one up here. John chapter 5. Thank you so much, John chapter 5. I preached short this morning. We're going to pick up from where we left off this morning. Trying to get in the habit and preach shorter rather than longer, you know, and I know you appreciate that. Some of you have been enduring the long ones, and some of you are going to be glad the short ones. So, and sometimes I'm like Pharaoh, don't want to let God's people go, but I'm not going to be that way tonight. All right, I promise you, you pay attention, it'll be a short one, okay? Promise you, no talking, not much talking during the sermon. You'll be out of here before you know it. And I will be very, very light on you. Okay, you give me attention. I promise you, I kept my promise this morning. You put your phones away. Cut your phones off. That's right. I got to remind me. Cut it off. Right? Make sure it's off. And then don't look at the thing until you are out of here. Amen. Amen. God will bless you for that. Give God his time. Ain't that right? Give the Lord his time. He wants time. He wants time. He wants your time. He loves you. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Now remember what we talked about this morning, and immediately, verse 9, the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Look at verse 10. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole the same day said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Look at verse 12. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. After Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Verse 15, remember our text. This, the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus. It was Jesus. That's the sermon tonight. We'll pick up from this morning. It was Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory and honor, Father. And there's some things that I was not able to get into this morning because of the sake of time. And Father, tonight, oh Holy Spirit, help me to share these things with this extra mile crowd tonight that took the extra effort to come out on a Sunday night. Oh Holy Spirit, help me to be a blessing to them. Holy Spirit, help me to be a help to them. Oh God, may I be used to glorify the name of Jesus, lift the name of Jesus, exalt the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen. Amen. Several things I want you to see here. We're going to talk about tonight. This man in his awful condition. Nobody would care. Nobody seemed like they wouldn't want to help him. As you can see that the Bible says here in verse 3, and these lay a great multitude of impotent folk in verse 3. These were blind. These were halt. These would wither. Look at verse 3. Waiting for the moving of the water. Can you imagine that? Just waiting that the water may be moved. Look at verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole. Can you imagine that? Was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. That's amazing, isn't it? Blind people, crippled people. Some of them couldn't even move themselves. They didn't even have nobody to push them in the water. But they get in the water and get inside this water. They're blind, they can see. Crippled, they can walk. It is amazing, isn't it? God allowed this to happen. Look at verse 4. And the Bible says in verse 4, and an angel went down at a certain season into the pool. An angel. Angels do exist. Angels live today. Angels help us today. Look at verse 4. And an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Look at verse 4. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. An angel. And so it says an angel. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's a wonderful thing to meet an angel. Good night if an angel popped up here, Fox News and CNN, it'd be all over. The people would be trying to, good night, you think these celebrities are something. Have you seen an angel from another planet of heaven come down? And friend, I want to tell you, it wasn't the angel that healed this man. My friend, it was Jesus Christ, who's far greater than all the angels. And so it was Jesus that healed him, not an angel. And my friend, I'm going to tell you, you read Hebrews, the Bible says that he's greater than all the angels. By the way, one angel killed 185,000 soldiers. One angel. One angel smote Herod, and the worms ate his stomach and tortured him, and he died a torturous death because he tried to make himself as God. One angel smote him, and the worms and the maggots ate his body up. How powerful are angels? Angels cause earthquakes. Angels got power to kill. Angels got power to heal. Angels got power to help Peter. But Jesus is far. Thank God for angels. We have angels. But thank God we got Jesus. Amen. It was Jesus that healed me, he said. He didn't say it was some angel. He didn't say it was Michael. He didn't say it was Gabriel. He said it was Jesus. It was Jesus. It was Jesus Christ. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Most precious name on this earth. Jesus. Nobody like him. Nobody will ever be like him. Nobody can be God and man at the same time. Only God can wash away your sin. Only God can raise himself up. Somebody say amen. It was Jesus. I want you to notice that. We didn't talk about that much this morning, but I want to hit on that some. Look at verse 9. We didn't have time to really elaborate like we want to tonight. Look at verse 9. And immediately, the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. By the way, Tim doing a wonderful job making sure you got them CDs. You just let them know you want CD, get them CDs, on them CDs, and what a blessing they've been. And we're getting them on. Thank God, Brother Bro, we got them on the internet. And you go ahead and listen to the sermon and listen to it this morning and get this morning and put them two together. But look at verse 9 here. And took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same day said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Look at verse 12. Then asked they him, what man is this which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed, underline this. This is amazing. This is amazing to me. Wist not who it was. Didn't know it was Jesus. Look at verse 13. For Jesus, underline this. For Jesus had conveyed himself away. A multitude being in that place. So this man was healed. Now, I thought about this thing here, and the Holy Spirit no doubt gave me help with this. It was Jesus that hid himself to a lost man. Yes, God heals the lost today. God's grace and mercy, his love, is upon the lost. They are healed. John chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went to Jerusalem, verse 16, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, sought to kill him. In verse 1, they had a feast. Jesus feeds those that try to kill him. Jesus feeds the backslider. Jesus feeds the most wicked sinner. And Jesus even heals. God heals. God heals. Why? Hopefully they'll see his power. Hopefully they'll see his grace. Hopefully they'll see his mercy. Even before you got saved, God healed you. Yet he wants you to know he is God. He is God. Jesus is God. Somebody say amen. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying tonight, you better thank God our loved ones are being blessed. You got dads, you got moms that are lost, and Jesus is feeding them. Jesus is clothing them. Jesus has healed them. And you got to pray that God will open their eyes. I believe they'll get saved. I told you, Sister Patrice, she wept and cried, and her daddy with that liquor, and he got saved. I told you, Sister Barnett, she was crying, and daddy, please get saved. Daddy said, I don't want to hear about any more of this religion. She said, my wife, she loved her church, and we went to Faith Baptist Church in Wilcox, Connecticut. She worked on the bus route as a teenager, 14, 16 year old. She was packing people out on that bus. Somebody say amen, praise the Lord. And she was serving God, but her daddy said, I'll go to my Catholic church. You go to that Baptist church, and I don't want to hear no more about this Jesus stuff and about none of this Baptist stuff. And don't you mention, you better not bring it up. And he was mean. He was mad about it. And he loved his daughter, and she loved him. And I'll tell you, I'll never forget that day we had a revival, and my father-in-law came, and right back there in that back wall back there. I'll never forget it. Brother Steele was preaching. Thank God for Brother Steele that God used him that day with the power of God on him as a revival. And my strong father-in-law, who was very arrogant, who didn't want to hear, he melted. My wife cried. My wife weeped. Sister Barnett went from there, and she hugged his neck, and Sister Barnett, and she pleaded with her dad. Sister Camille, she pleaded with her dad, and with tears, she didn't want her dad to go to hell. She wanted her dad to know Jesus, and God opened the eyes of her dad, and God opened the eyes and saved him. It was Jesus that opened his eyes. Shivangi, thank God you're here tonight. I have no doubt you keep crying. We cried, we prayed, we wept, shed tears for your dad on this altar, Shivangi. We prayed, Sister Camille, and mentioned your dad, and we begged God to save your dad, Sister Camille. You love your dad. Let me tell you something. God can open his eyes and see it's not in Allah. It's not in Buddha. You listen to me. All roads don't lead to heaven. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Nobody come up here. Look up here, son. Look up here. Nobody can come this way but by me, he said. John 14:6. Look up here, son. Too many of you fiddle around. Too many of you sticking fiddle around. Let the Holy Spirit talk to you. Let the Holy Spirit talk to you. And God, by the way, you have some more folks coming visiting. Let's give them a hand and welcome them. So glad you're here. God bless you. Now you pay attention. You came here to church tonight. You came here to church tonight because God wants you to hear about Jesus. God wants you to know him. God wants you to know he can open the eyes of the blind. Paul said, God sent me to open the eyes of the blind. Amen. He sent me to open the eyes. And listen to me. All roads don't lead to heaven. It's only Jesus going to get you there. Not in Allah. Not in Buddha. It's not here at Krishna. All this crazy stuff they're having on the news. NBC, ABC. About all these religions. Let me tell you something. No, they're all not getting people to heaven. No, they're not. Jesus said in John 14:6. Pay attention back there. Pay attention. Pay attention. Sit still. Sit still. Pay attention. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am alive. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And only Jesus can get you there. I was there in Austin Homes. They came there packing their nice cars, brand new 4x4s, brand new. They just got off the dealership, and no doubt the devil helping them. No doubt the devil ministering to them. And let me tell you something. And I'm telling you something. They really think what they were doing was right. And they wouldn't call themselves. They wouldn't call themselves Muslims. They wouldn't call themselves Muslims. No, they wouldn't. They act like they were of the Bible. And I talked with them, and they said, "No, we're Muslims." And they said that we believe Allah is this is what he said. He sat there in that brand new 4x4. He said, "Let me tell you something." He said, "Many religions, many different things." He said, "This is what he said." He said, "They all lead." He said, "They all lead to heaven." I looked at him. I said, listen to me. I said to him, John 14:6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and can't one of them get there without me. I am him. I am Jesus. I am God. You look at the Father, you look at me, and you listen to me. The Christianity is not a white man's religion. It's not. It's, let me tell you something. Don't say it's a white man's religion. It's a black man's religion. It's a white man's religion. It's a Spanish man's religion. Jesus died red, yellow, black, and white. They're all precious in his sight. Say amen. This ain't no black church, and this ain't no white church. This is a Jesus church. You hear me? This is a Jesus church. And I'm telling you, let me tell you something. They say it's a white man's religion. No, it was here before the white man even thought about it, the black man even thought about it. God had this planned out even before his creation. Somebody say amen. He had it all planned out that he'll die on the cross. He already whipped the devil in the resurrection. He had all this planned. He's going to be spit upon and suffer. Somebody say amen. And I'm telling you tonight, it is Jesus. It is Jesus. That's why we ought to cry. Had a girl, little young girl, her hair was so wet with tears, sogged with tears. I preached in Connecticut, and that tears years ago was dripping down her hair. And she was saying, Jesus, please save my grandpa, whoever it was, save my granddaddy. And she was weeping. She said, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go. Hey, if you realize how hell's hot, and Revelation 20:10 says they'll be tormented forever, you cry over your dad. You cry over your mom, because it is Jesus that will get them there. Somebody say amen. I don't want you to have to go through it, Shivangi. I don't want you to have to go through it, Sister Camille. What I'm going through in my life, I'm just hoping that they pray next Jesus to save them. I'm just hoping with all this thick and confusion of the Kingdom Hall and the Jehovah Witnesses messed their minds up before they departed this life. I don't want nobody to go through this torture. I don't want nobody to go through this nightmare of my dad. I hope he did. I heard him calling, saying, "Lord, have mercy." When after alcohol got a hold of his body, after sin got a hold of his body, I see my dad, watched him die in the hospital bed, and I heard him cry. Pay attention. I heard him crying. He was in so much pain. "Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." I thank God he was saying that, but I just hope that he really meant it. I hope that he really believed that. I believe he did. I hope. I gotta believe. I don't want to think of him in hell. I don't want to think about my mom in hell. I don't want to think of them in hell. I got to believe. I just got to say, and with my praying, with my weeping, with my crying, and I don't want you to have to go through that. I want your dad to be able to say he knows he's going to heaven. I want your mom to be able to say they know they're going to heaven. I don't want this wishy-washy stuff. I want them to say, "I know I'm going to heaven." And I believe we pray. I believe we just don't give up. Let me tell you something, and I'm trying to motivate you. Don't you ever give up until they're dead. Don't you keep crying. You keep praying. You shouldn't want nobody to go to hell and burn forever. There's going to be Muslims burning in hell. There's going to be Buddha burning in hell. By the way, there's going to be some in Baptist churches burning in hell because they didn't trust in Jesus. I said Baptist people are going to be burning in hell because they didn't trust in Jesus. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Hey, are you paying attention back there? And no other name under heaven. It's got to be Jesus, friend. Ain't no other. Ain't no other God. Colossians 1, Jesus Christ created all. Every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus, friends. And my friend, it is Jesus. The faithful tithers of Grace Bible Baptist Church, they know it's Jesus. The prayer warriors on this altar weeping and crying, they know it's Jesus. The bus workers that bring people to church, they know it's Jesus. The van driver, Sister Camille, filling that van up, filling that bus up. Sister Barnett, filling that class up. And Brother Burley, filling it up and filling it up the van and filling up. And Brother Johnson, feeding the rescue mission people, taking time out, taking our gas money, picking up rescue mission people. It ain't got much to offer financially, but we love you because it is Jesus that drives to you. What other church gonna bring you in their auditorium? They'll send you some building somewhere. They think you're outcast somewhere, but you are precious to us. We love you. We care about you. Why? It is Jesus. Somebody say amen. The choir that sings, no, it's Jesus. They that sung, the young people, the last blood, it is Jesus. Those that sing the solos around here, it is Jesus. Those that come back to church on Wednesday night, no, it's Jesus. Those that don't skip Sunday school, no, it's Jesus. Those that don't skip Sunday night, no, it's Jesus. Those that knock on doors on Thursday night, no, it's Jesus. Those that read their Bible and pray, no, it's Jesus. It is Jesus that did it. It is Jesus that saved us. It is Jesus that given us a mansion in heaven. Somebody say amen. Amen. You say, "Why are you screaming so loud? Why is your speaker so loud?" Because it is Jesus, that's why. You didn't gripe when you were at the game when it was loud. You didn't gripe at the ball game, it was loud. You didn't gripe at the football, it was loud. Good game. You sit there and got all excited. Come to church, look like a stinking deadbeat. Look like you've been to a stinking cemetery. Let the finals go on and look at you. Look all stinking stupid at me. Now, why don't you say hallelujah? Come on. Come on now, say hallelujah. All God's people said, that includes you girls too. All God's people said, unless you're not God's people, all God's people said, somebody say amen. Bless God, forget about somebody say amen. The church say amen. Don't be too lazy to move. You boys sit there like a stinking a bump on a log. Every one of you boys not a faggot. Every one of you boys not a queer. Every one of you men ain't no like a girl. I'm asking you to stand up right now, man. Come on, you ain't got no stinking dyke in you. I hope you ain't got no stinking homo in you. I hope you ain't got no queer in you. I hope you ain't got no stinking dyke in you. Somebody say amen. Bless God, you're not a queer. You're not a homo. You don't like girls. I'm asking you to be a man. I'm asking you to be a leader and stand up and shout and say amen. Now sit down and say amen through the service if you will. Jesus. It was Jesus that gets me excited. It was Jesus that did this miracle. And my friend, tonight, we need to realize that Christ has this authority. In John chapter 5, it is Jesus. Look at here in verse 21. In verse 21. Look what it says here. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, and that all men should honor the Son. Verse 23. Even as they honor the Father. Tell the Jehovah Witness that. Tell the Kingdom Hall that. It is Jesus that should receive honor. It is Jesus that received glory. And thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and praise and dominion and blessing and strength and might and wisdom. O Lord Jesus, thou art the God of all kinds. Thou art the everlasting Father. Thou art the Prince of Peace. Thou art the wonderful Counselor. Somebody shout and say amen. It is Jesus, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world. It is Jesus, the resurrection and the life. It is Jesus, the God of all gods. It is Jesus, the first and the last. It is Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. It is Jesus, if you need a Lord, he'll be the Lord. It is Jesus, if you need a door, he'll be the door for you. It is Jesus, if you need light, it is so dark. It is Jesus, if you need wisdom to make the right decision. It is Jesus, to be the creator of the universe. Somebody shout and say amen. It is Jesus. It is Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. It is Jesus. May you never forget this sermon. Who is it? Boys in the front row, who is it for boys? Let me hear you say Jesus. There you go, Jesus. Jesus. You heard him. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Sing aloud the name Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Name of cleansing, washing all our stains. Jesus, Jesus. Name of victory stretched far away abroad. Jesus, be our joy. Knowing the veil of his tears and his greatness and the weeping and the crying. And Jesus, sweetest name. I know more about Jesus. I know more of his grace to others show. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne. Riches and glory all his own. More of his kingdom sure increase. More of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, Sunday school teacher. More about Jesus, preacher. More of somebody shout and say, let the church say amen. It's about Jesus, my friend, tonight. Trying to exalt him, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Trying to magnify. Who is the King of Glory? It is Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Turn to Psalms chapter 24. Who is this King of Glory? Turn to Psalms, if you will. And I want you to turn to chapter 24. Turn to Psalms in chapter 24. So who is? Who is this? Lift up your gates. Lift up your heads. Verse 7. Chapter 24. Lift up your heads, all ye gates. Be ye lifted up, everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Now I'm going to say, who is the King of Glory? I want you to say, it is Jesus. I'll ask again, who is the King of Glory? You better believe it. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Verse 8. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Verse 9. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. I'm going to ask you a question, church. Verse 9. Who is the King of Glory? I want you to say, it is Jesus. Who is the King of Glory? Who is the King of Glory? Who is the King of Glory? It is Jesus. It is Jesus. Sweetest name. Speak no more in this name. They beat him up in the book of Acts. And they put him in jail. And they were right back out to jail. And they were teaching Jesus. Somebody say amen. Go ahead, United States of America, government in Arizona. Go ahead, put that pastor in jail for having a Bible study. But I guarantee you, you go ahead and put him in the months in jail. I guarantee you, if he's on fire like they were in the book of Acts, I don't care how much time you put that man in jail. I believe it's going to be appealed. I believe God's going to intervene if we get people to pray. We get churches to pray. We get preachers to pray. God rescued pastors before. But if not, Shadrach and Meshach, Abednego said, if not, we're not bowing down. Somebody say amen. We'll go to the fire. I guarantee you that pastor that's put in jail in Arizona in our nation for having that Bible study with so many people in his home. Hey, why don't they mess with the dopers in the home smoking their dope? Why don't they go and break up the stinking crack house? Why don't they stick and break up the stinking liquor house? Why don't they go down there and take their Budweiser? Why don't they go down there and have their stinking rap, hip-hop, wicked music you listen to? The stinking devil's music you listen to? Why don't they go there and put you in jail? Why don't they put you in jail for letter curse words in your home? But yet you have a Bible study in your home. Let you have a Bible study at home and put you in jail for it. God pity that stinking type of religion. Bless God, that man will be right back having a Bible study at his home. Tired of it. Told the teacher of the elementary school up here, you pray to those kids, you pray to those kids in the name of Jesus will fire you. Tired of it. Thank God that governor said, I don't give a flip about you. We're going to put the Ten Commandments up there. You're going to fire me. You're going to fire me. He put it up. Somebody say amen. Tired of them. You go down the mall, you can sing about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and sing about Santa Claus coming to town, but don't you come in this mall mentioning Jesus. I'm stinking tired of it. I'm tired of them. We go to knocking on doors and they send the cops and the police like we're stinking dope dealers and stinking pimps and stinking prostitutes and telling our precious young girls and precious young boys, you gotta move on. I'm stinking tired of it. Somebody say amen. We were there up there, running apartments up there. We came in there that night. I'll never forget that night. We had a pile of the soul winners. And I'll never forget. Some of you remember. I got out the car and, well, she seen the church van. This man woman, sometimes you can't tell if they're a man or woman because she wears britches. If you girls would just stop confusing us and put a skirt on, we'll know. I said, you put a dress on. Well, quit talking back there. Quit talking. Still abomination for a woman who wears pants. Well, a man wears Deuteronomy 22:5. You're welcome to come here. We don't kick you out of here. We love you. You come with your britches on. You come with your pants on. You got to be taught. Don't you ever run around here. Don't you ever say you're not coming here because you ain't got a dress. You come. But bless God, these girls know. They know they're taught right. These ladies taught right in our church. Common sense. McDonald's has a sign and the girl's got a skirt. Thank God for that. It sure helped me from not going to that girl's room that day. A couple of times. Some of you even called me, didn't you? Thank God for that. All right. Thank God for that dress on there. A high tail. Look at that door. It's a long door. Somebody say amen. Would you girls quit confusing us? That's what you're sticking shorts to you've been wearing lately. I said it's them shorts you've been wearing. Long shorts. So they are long pants. Put a skirt on so people won't be so stinking confused. Somebody say amen. But anyway, she up there, a man or woman, whatever it is, and she got so mad. She said, she came out here, she said, you ain't coming here. You ain't coming here. You see her? When a woman goes like this, look out, Doc. Look out, look out. When a woman gets like this, especially if she's a big woman. No, seriously. Since you're bigger. I'm not cutting on big ones, 400 pounds. Seriously. Thank God you're skinny compared to her. Seriously, every woman in this room, you're skinny. You're skinny towards her. You're skinny. I'm talking about you're skinny. And I came down there yesterday, up there in Tabernacle Apartments and Applebee's. And I tell you, that lady was big. That lady was huge. Listen, you're skinny compared to her. Really. I believe she sat in both seats. Seriously, both seats. Both seats. And the Spanish people come over here and they get the 500-pound woman, make her feel good, and gets the green card. He gets the green card. He gets food stamps. Sorry, stinking guy. Talk about he can't speak English. No English. You got a job. You got a car. You got an apartment. We talk about no English. A liar. Somebody say amen. Got the big fat woman to get you an apartment. Come on, somebody say amen. Now, seriously, I'm not preaching against fat people. I'm fat myself, trying to lose some weight. Seriously, I'm not getting on you. I'll be a hypocrite. Come on, somebody say that. But this lady was mega big. I'm talking about mega big. I'm talking about extra death, extra obese to the dormant, morbid, horbid, hellit, about to explode. Now, listen to me. Look up here. I'm talking about to explode. She was so mean, I was scared. You said, preacher, well, you're scared. I was scared. I was scared she was going to slap me. I just try to get her to come to church. Big woman sometime, brother. I'm scared. Drop kick me or something. I mean, come on, Freddie. Can squish you, man. Come on. Come on, man. I tell you, I was locked in one time, and I tell you, I was locked in a room, and man, I'm not talking about a biggie. I'm talking about huge. I'm talking about a biggie. And really, she got mad at me. I talk about how it's wrong to have them women preachers, and how it's wrong, and it's sinful. And the 1 Corinthians 14 says the woman don't supposed to usurp authority over the man. Pay attention. She don't supposed to preach. Pay attention. She was a biggie. Huge. She had farmer jeans on. I said, you're a preacher. Deuteronomy 22:5 says, it's an abomination for you for a woman to put when a man wears. Why are you on the man? I told her, big woman. I said, why are you wearing them farmer jeans? I'm talking about the farmer jeans. And she started talking about the holy dance. Now, boom. Boom. She says, you don't believe in the holy dance. Boom. She blocked the door. I was so scared. I thought the woman's going to have a so-called Holy Ghost attack on me, slaying the spirit on me. God got me out of there that night. Somebody say amen. But this woman was a biggie. She was huge. And I was scared of her. But let's go back to up the apartments up here. And she said, you're not coming here. She was a she. Look up here, pay attention. She said, you're not coming, soul winner, here. I said, yes, we are. She said, no, you're not. She said, I'm calling the sheriff if you don't get out of here. Some of you were there. I felt sorry for you. I said, if anybody going to jail tonight, friends, it's going to be me. I said, y'all, the big brother was there. I said, if you wasn't there, I said, whoever was the driver, I said, you go over there. And I forgot who it was, brother, but they took the load. And I stayed there. And I started going soul winning, waiting for the police, waiting for the sheriff to come. I started knocking on doors. I knocked on this door. She moved the door. She moved herself. She went to a different door. I did not know how she went down the street. I knocked on her door. Like a Rockweiler, she broke that door open. She cussed like you ain't never heard a woman cuss. She was vulgar. She called me every... She said, you blankety... She said, the sheriff is on the way. I already got people saved. They already got saved. I said, I'm waiting for him. Sheriff never came. Kept preaching the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Friend, we can't stop preaching the name of Jesus. We cannot stop preaching the name of Jesus, friend. We can't let people stop us. And it was Jesus. Hey, look up here. We got some pure girls that we're raising up that are virgin, that are clean, that are holy. And they're waiting on God. And hey, listen, let me tell you something, guys. You that come around here, buddy, you got a long ways to go. You need to get you some soul winning going on. You need to get your Bible reading going on. You need to quit that stinking wicked music going on. You got to quit being so stinking, robbing God in tithes and offers. You got a ways to go. Somebody say amen. These girls ain't so stinking stupid. They may be nice to you, but don't you think one bit you're going to have something going on with them. You got to get to your faithfulness. You got to quit being so stinking lazy and can't come to Sunday school. You got to quit being so stinking lazy and can't quit Sunday night and Wednesday night. You got to quit sticking being so lazy. You got to read your Bible. You got to pray. We got some young girls that are waiting for the right man. Hey, somebody say amen. Oh, we got some girls. They made a messed up in the past. They might made a mistake and they might lost their virginity. But from this day forward, they're going to stay clean. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus told this man, go sin no more. Hey, pay attention. Jesus told this man, don't go sin anymore. Let the worst thing happen to you. Let the worst thing happen to you. And we got some young girls. They might have messed up. Some boy kissed them. Some boy violated their body. But they're not going to get worse. They may gave it up, but they're not giving it up anymore. They're not giving up anymore. So forget about thinking about kissing them. Forget about thinking about hugging them. Forget about going to bed with them. You sticking pornography on your mind. Clean that sticking pornography out of your sticking mind. Quick. Get that sticking nastiness off your mind. Somebody say amen. You got a ways to go. You girls. You remember that. And you boys. Thank God we got some boys that not any girl can have them. Not any girl can touch them. Not any girl can go to bed with them. We got some boys that were raised up that are like Joseph and say, how can I do this wickedness in the sight of God? because it is Jesus that blessed me, and Jesus exalted him on the right hand of the throne, and Jesus made Joseph rich, and Jesus made Joseph great. Thank God we got some boys. They're not just thinking about a thrill right now, trying to get some girl pregnant, trying to get in her skirt, trying to have sex with her. We got some boys that are trying to save it for marriage, and they're going to get God's blessings on their life. We got some girls, somebody save it. We got some girls that are going to do it for God. Don't you let a boy kiss you, a little boy hug on you. Don't you do it. You make you wait till you're married. Somebody say amen. Why? It is Jesus that saved you. It is Jesus that kept you out of hell. Look up here. Look up here. Look up here. You may have a baby and not be married, but you make sure you don't let a boy touch you again. You make sure you don't have sex with a boy until you get married, because it is Jesus. It is Jesus. That's the reason. Hey, look up here. You look up. You better know that it's because of Jesus. If you don't get this in your heart, girls, you that wear skirts, you that wear dresses, when you get backslidden, you're going to get in your pants. It's because of Jesus. These boys don't wear earrings looking like a girl, and they don't walk around looking like a girl. And the reason why they don't want to wear earrings like the rest of the guys, because it is Jesus. They don't want to look like no girl. God made him a man, and they don't want to confuse people, because too many men like men and women today, and too many ladies like men and women today. But dear lady, you're not a dyke, so get rid of your pants. You're not a stinking dyke, so get rid of your pants, and you put a skirt on. And when a girl tries a fur on you, you tell them, I'm not like that, because it's Jesus, that's why. Sorry excuse why you wear skirts. Sorry excuse why you wear dresses. Because your church believes it. Because your pastor believes it. Get Jesus inside of your heart. That's the reason why. That's the very reason why they haven't fallen in love with Jesus. When they get in their 20s, they would serve the Lord. Can't even get them to work on a bus ride. Can't even get them a tithe. See them on Facebook with their earrings on their ears. Bagging their pants like a punk, like a prison punk. You ain't no prison punk, don't walk around that way. Brother Billy shall preach, so change your prison garments. Somebody say amen. Take off your prison garments. Bless God, you're a child of the King. Take her off. You belong to God now. You belong to Jesus now. Haley, on the other side of Heather, stand up. It takes something to go to a public school when you're stand up. It takes something when you go to a public school and you're the only one with a modest skirt. Stand up. Stand up. Don't sit down until I tell you to sit up. It takes something for you to wear a modest dress in a public school, a modest skirt, not like a whore, not showing your thighs, not showing, shaking your behind like some sick and sexy whore, holly girl, trying to get the boys to whistle at her, but you're holy and ungodly. And it takes something to stick in a public school, heathen school. You can sit out. God bless you. It's because of Jesus. She ain't do that because her parents is Jesus. So tired of that relationship. Tired of that type of garbage. You better know when they want to offer you that dope. Hey, girls, you better say it's because of Jesus. When they offer you that beer, you better say it is Jesus. Why'd I plead that your mother let you come? A blessing. Why'd I plead that your mother let you come? Sister Wade, it's about 8:10. She lives right by you. If you can just leave, take her home. I'll keep promise to her mother. She'll get home by 8:30. You go take her right now. I plead with her mother. Blessing, know what I did? I want you to hear this message. I'm going to end up pregnant before you get married. I don't want you to have sex before you get married. When a boy wants to kiss you, I want you to say, it's Jesus. I'm saving my lips for my husband. Go ahead, take her, Sister Wade. I have hopes. I don't want no guy to slap you one day, a blessing, beat on you, a blessing. Blessing? I don't want it to happen to you what happened to some of these mothers. You can leave. That's why I plead with your mother. That's why I begged your mother to let you come. Amen. Sister Wade, God bless you. Let's give her a blessing. Let's give Sister Wade a hand. Why does Pastor weep and cry? And you can feel the bottle. Look up here, girls back there. You can feel the bottle of tears. You can feel the bottle up with my tears yesterday. We're not going to always pray that long. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe we'll go back to the days we'll pray 30 minutes. I believe that. I believe we'll go back to the days we'll pray for an hour, 30 minutes. But yesterday was unusual. Yesterday was unusual to pray and to cry at the altar. People weeping for 3 hours. That's God moving. That's God moving in a special way. Look up here, girls. Whole group of young people back here. Somebody's been crying and praying that God would move and help you. People in our church praying of you, weeping over you. I preach this hard because I see the people suffer at the rescue mission. I love you. I'm not your enemy. I'm your friend. I see what dope does. I see what liquor does. Look up here, girls. Look up here, girls. Look up here, girls. I get the phone calls now. They used to come when they were little girls like this. I get the phone calls now. We get the phone calls now. Look up here, Haley. We get the phone calls now. You see that daddy's baby one, daddy's baby one, daddy's baby two, and daddy's baby three. Look up here. He's got to deal with that woman. He's got another woman now. But he got that other woman on his back that has a child. And that woman that he's dating, she got to deal with it. And by the way, don't get mad at me. You shouldn't want your daughters to go through it. You shouldn't want your daughters to go through it. You shouldn't want your sons to go through it. Don't get mad at me. You ought to want the best for your daughters. You ought to say, I don't want my daughters ever to go through with what I went through. I don't want my sons to go through what I went through. Listen to that preacher. Somebody say amen. Listen to me, girls. Listen to me. I've seen too much. I've seen too much. Beautiful, handsome young men ruining their lives. And you might be having fun now, but you just give me 10 years and see all kind of hell you're going to bring in your marriage. See what's going to happen to the kids. See what's going to happen to them. It is Jesus. And I beg you to do it for him. I plead with you. I beg you. Make up your mind tonight. You're going to read your Bible. You're going to pray. You're going to serve God. And you're going to think about all that he did for you. And if it wasn't for Jesus, I'd be in hell. I'd be burning in hell. Where would you be tonight, Brother Burley? Think about it. Where would you be, Sister Patrice? Where would you be, Kimberly? Would you be, Tim? Would you be, Christiana? Where would your family be? Where would your city be? Would you be, Mar? Where would you be? Sister Camellia, where would you be? Where would your daughters be? If it wasn't for Jesus. Jesus is the only one that's going to make you a whole man. Amen. Jesus is the only one that's going to give you peace. Jesus is the only one that's going to be able to give you joy. Jesus is the only one that's going to help you to be the father you're supposed to be. Jesus is the only one that's going to help you make it, be the mother you're supposed to be. It is Jesus. And I want them to look at your life and say, my house is because of Jesus. My car is because of Jesus. All that I have is because of Jesus. Reason why they lost their houses, they didn't glorify Christ and they lost them. Reason why they lost their marriages, because they didn't want to glorify Christ and they lost their marriages. You say it's because of Jesus. It ain't anything good that you've done for yourself. It is God that saved you from headache and from hell and from heartache. It is God that kept you from the drugs and the dope and the fornication and adultery. Haley, listen to me. Look at me, Haley. There's a God that can take you places you never thought you'd go, Haley. There's God can bless you like never before, Haley. He can give you a godly husband, Haley. He can give you a Christian man, Haley. He can bless you with a wonderful dad of the child that can help you and serve God in church, Haley. But you gotta make up your mind. You go back into that project and say, I'm gonna shine my light for Jesus. I'm gonna read my Bible. I'm gonna pray in my home. It might be a bunch of hell around me, but they're gonna see Jesus in the way I act. Haley, you gotta say it's gonna be Jesus the way I talk on my Facebook, Haley. It's gotta be Jesus, Haley, or you're gonna have a worse thing that ever came on you that you wish you never came on you, and you'll end up in prison, you'll end up in jail, you'll end up with a wrecked life, and some guy may even kill you one day. Don't do it! You realize you got a church that loves you, a pastor that loves you, a church that cares about you. Amen. And God can bless you like never before. Amen. Ain't nobody better than you, nobody better than you in this room, Haley. No. They don't got to go home to the project like I used to go home. And all the alcohol. And all the dope. And all the sex. All the wicked things on Haley. All the wicked sex on TV. People watch Haley. Walk away from it. Go up in your bedroom, read your Bible. Don't watch the stinking hell on TV.
Yes,
you pray. My parents know. My family know. I'd go in the basement and I'd beg Jesus to help me, Haley.
Amen.
Haley, ain't nobody better than you. Truth of the matter is, these girls would be having a bunch of babies too, Haley. If they didn't have a parent that loved them. They didn't have a pastor that loved them. I wish I got you in the nursery like I had some of these others. I wish I got you as a little toddler in this church. I wish I got you as a little one in a Christian home and saved you, be able to go to Christian school, be able to go to Christian college, Haley. And they couldn't run the streets like everybody else. Their parents would allow certain people in their home, Haley. Oh, they think they're in jail, Haley. They don't know what real jail is. When they get pregnant and not married, they don't know what jail is, Haley. When they get some disease, some venereal disease, Haley, they'll... And by the way, it's still a short sermon. I used to preach 2 hours. I ain't preaching 2 hours tonight. You don't believe me? Ask Tim to help you. Some of the old tapes back there. I promise you by 8:30, I'll be finished. There's been times 9:15. So you got it easy tonight. That's why I jumped into the message. Some of you wonder why I jumped into the message quick. Hello. Wanted a blessing to get some of it. Somebody say amen. Look at me, Haley. Look at me. Ain't nobody better than you, Haley. You hear me? You understand that? You understand that? These girls, as pretty as they are, as beautiful as they are, you have no idea of the dogs out there that are drooling to text you, want your phone number. Sorry, stinking rascals. They ain't coming to church because of Jesus, because your text. It's your phone call. Because you come across like you're easy. You might be easy. But they're going to go through almost hell trying to get at you. You got to walk around our love. Try to get to you. Somebody say amen. Haley, you listen to me. God will bless your future if you let him. Haley, you got him growing up in Christian school, Christian home, Christian college. Didn't have the opportunity. You didn't have the opportunity. They had the opportunity. Now they're jumping into the stinking pig's pen. Haley, guess what? I talked about child support. Haley, guess what they're doing? Paying child support. Got a stinking witch that almost going to try to kill him. May kill him one day. Hello? Haley, listen to me. Listen to me. I warned them. You hear me? I warned them. They already been in the hospital, almost died, Haley. You hear me? You listen to me? I can take you around this city and watch the dead bodies in the street, heads decapitated. I can take you around town where they were tortured and killed and shot and killed. I can take you around town and show you the morgue, Haley. I can take you to the projects. Kids that used to come here, 5, 6 kids, no man to support them, no man to love them, no man to babysit with them. I can take you around town, Haley. I can take you where they used to come here. The stinking guy won't even support them, won't even financially help them. Where they've been beat on. The very guy said, I love you, will punch him and kick him. If they would just listen to me. If they just listen to me. Shivangi, they graduated from Bible College, Hiles Ensign College, Crown College. They graduated from the best college, Pensacola College. Stupid idiots. Jesus blessed them. And they got on their own. On their own. And left out Jesus in their home. And came to their houses. They were good students. Seeing somebody else in bed with their spouse. And got divorced. Some are in jail. Rescue mission people, we love you. Went to a Christian school. Didn't even have the opportunity you had. I wish I had you as a baby. I wish I had you in my nursery. I wish I had you as a little teenager. I wish I had you in a Christian school. I wish I had you in a college. But you didn't have that opportunity. You weren't able to go to a Christian school. But they did. Graduated, went to a Christian school. The law got them. Accused him of messing with his own kids and ended up on the rescue mission and got divorced. Both of them went to Christian school. Both of them went to Christian school. Both of them went to Christian school. Both of them. Both of them went to a Christian school. Buddy, they should remember Jesus allowed them to go to Christian school. Somebody say amen. Don't let a worse thing come upon you, Chris. Don't let a worse thing come upon you, Jamal. Don't do it. Don't do it. You make sure it gets better in your future. Amen. Don't let it get worse. God's been good to you. Amen. So by the grace of God, I'm not in jail. Only the grace of God, I'm not in prison. Only grace and mercy of God grew up with drunken parents and alcoholics and good night. 6 boys, 2 girls. Only one that graduated from high school. Only one that went to college. Let me tell you something. Went to college. Not just graduated, but went to college. Listen to me. I'm no better than my sister. And thank God you see me cry over her. And I'm crying. And thank God we got people in our church crying for my sister. Crying. Oh God, deliver from alcohol. Oh God, deliver from alcohol. You see me cry. I'm no better than my sister that lost her kids. I'm no better than my sister that's in Austin Homes. And I, you see her come here. And you know how much I love her. I'm no better than her. It's only by the grace and mercy of God I didn't lose all my kids. It's only by the grace and mercy of God mine's ain't in prison. Mine's ain't in jail. It's only by the grace of God that I wasn't the one as a teenager. And you want to run the streets, young people? You want to be like my mom and dad? You want to be, you want to, you just tired of the rules. You're tired of this, all this stuff. She was tired of it. She got hit by a car and went up in the sky and crashed into the floor, into the ground, in the street. Bars were in the middle of her head, and they dug in her head bars to hold her neck up. You want your freedom? My brother punched his hand into the glass, bleeding, almost cut his wrist and died. You want that? You want to be like my brother shot somebody in jail? Almost killed him? Died of cirrhosis of liver? I'm no better than him. I'm no better than my brother that was out drinking that night. He was troubled. And he got shot by a sharpshooter. Plunged to the ground with a bowl of soup and Dunkin' Donuts. They shot him in the heart. It was a racial thing, white supremacist group maybe, and I'm so glad we're not a prejudiced church. We love everybody here. Isn't it wonderful? Shot him in the heart. Look up here. Wanted to jump off a bridge before he got shot. I'm so glad God didn't let him jump off the bridge and commit suicide. He didn't want to live. I'm so glad he didn't die that way. It's because of Jesus. I'm no better than my brother Mark. Let's pray. It's because of Jesus. I'm the one that could be, my kids can look at all the liquor bottles in the dope. I'm no better than anybody. But it's because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus makes the difference. I'm asking us all to wake up this morning and say, I love you, Jesus. Please pray for us that we remember to say that. Thank you, Jesus. I want to see God take you places, Jamal, you've never been to. But you got to do it for Jesus.